Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's brought to you live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. I am your humble host, John Orlando, and welcome to a very unique episode of the PVD Cast. I'm calling it number 117 and a half amended, because on episode 117 and a half, I talked about the Stanley Cup playoffs. And in fact, I made some very bold predictions and, well, those blew up in my face. We're going to talk about those in a minute. Plus, too, you know, I just got to be honest with you. It's been a very hectic and crazy few weeks. It's track season, so I'm very, very busy. I want to get on here and share with all you folks what's been going on with me. So I'm going to try to keep this a very quick episode for your listening pleasure. Not going to go more than maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most. But, man, I've just been super busy. That's just the bottom line. It's like I said, that time of the year, and things really have been going pretty well, though. I just the other day sat down with Marion Fontaine and got an opportunity to work on some commentary for an old wrestling release. It's their show called A Bonanza of Body Slams, and it was emanated from Muncie, Indiana. So I believe that took place in November, if I remember correctly. And I know it's going to the DVD company here pretty soon to get pressed. And it was great to work with Marion Fontaine and to go ahead and be back in that universe of old wrestling, which is really, really unique. And I just got to say, if you don't know, you should definitely check it out. Oldwrestling.com. OLDE Wrestling.com. That's OLDEWrestling.com. They have a show coming up May 19th. It's again their usual May Hall stop, which is up there in Lakewood, Ohio. And you can find out all the information by, well, as I mentioned, going to Old Wrestling, OLDEWrestling.com, and you get all the information there. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out, by the way, to Victor Dandridge. I mean, I did it on Twitter. I'm going to do it on this episode. I appreciate the fact that he's always on Twitter, always letting you know what's going on with him and his projects and whatnot. But I appreciate the fact that he clued me in on one specific thing that, you know, I guess I just forgot about it. I just overlooked it. And what I'm talking about is that Eric B. and Rakim have their own Twitter account. Yeah, and it's official, too. And for those of you that don't know who Eric B. and Rakim are, then I don't know what you're doing listening to this podcast. I mean, they're the greatest DJ-MC duo ever. Ever. I mean, they were one of my favorites as a kid growing up. Oh, man. Follow the Leader was an impeccable album, man. And, well, anyways, I guess, I don't know. I guess I just thought that maybe, I don't know, those guys are you know, getting up there in years. Let's just be honest, all right? And so I just kind of figured maybe they wouldn't have a Twitter account. I don't know, but Victor tweeted that out, and I was absolutely all over that. I quickly followed them because Eric B. and Rakim, oh, man, some good stuff, man. Very good stuff. Old school all the way, man. Definitely. All right, another thing that I want to talk about real quick is this Sunday evening, I'm slated to be on the Three Geeks podcast. Now, you may have remembered that a couple of the gentlemen stopped by the table when I was at Space, along with Brian Lau, and they appeared on the Live from Space episode a couple of editions ago. And so Jason wanted to know if I would be interested in coming on, and I will be on there this Sunday. And in fact, you can watch it live as it's happening. It's going to be on YouTube. All you have to do is just look for Three Geeks Podcast, search that in YouTube, and you'll find that Three Geeks Network is what the umbrella is where those podcasts will be. I'm looking forward to it. I gotta be honest, I'm not so sure what we're gonna be talking about, because it seems like every episode has a theme, and I hope it's something that I'm knowledgeable about, because I certainly don't want to sound like an idiot on someone else's podcast. And I actually will throw open the offer that I would like to have those guys come on this podcast and talk about the good, the bad, the pros, the cons of doing your own thing in the podcast world, and see what they have to say. But, all right, let's get to the heart of the matter here. The reason for this amended episode. On episode 117 and a half, I made my predictions about the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And now we're about, what, 2.5-3 weeks into the playoffs, and man, oh man, my Western bracket is poop. I got my ass kicked out there, man. I'm serious. I did pretty well in the East. The only one I didn't see was I didn't really see Ottawa getting past the Boston Bruins. And that did not happen. Ottawa won, and kudos to the Senators for pulling off that victory. And now they're going up against the New York Rangers in the second round. So I'm really happy with the East, but man, the West just, oh my gosh. Man, I never thought that the Chicago Blackhawks would just tank like they did, man. Ugh. I didn't watch any of those games against the Nashville Predators, but I just really felt like the Predators didn't have depth to beat the Blackhawks, and I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I mean, I've read a couple of things, but man, it sounded like it was just a complete implosion of the team, and I'm shocked by that. I was absolutely shocked by it. Well, I did pick the Ducks to beat the Flames. That I was pretty spot on with that. But I got to be honest with you, I didn't really see the Oilers beating the San Jose Sharks. I thought maybe the Sharks, with their experience of getting the Stanley Cup Finals, would probably handle the youth of Edmonton, but clearly the speed of Edmonton was unstoppable, and kudos to Edmonton. They've had a long drought out there, and I hope that they make it to the next round. I mean, they're going to have Anaheim. Edmonton is going to have Anaheim, and I think that's going to be a heck of a series. But, you know, then later came out that Joe Thornton pretty much was playing without a knee because he had torn the ACL and MCL in his knee. And, man, I got to be honest, I watched a couple of games, and especially that last game where Edmonton won, I was like, Joe Thornton is not moving around the ice very smoothly, and, well, there you go. And then in the West, I thought Minnesota would have a better shot at beating St. Louis. I think that particular series was really close to call. So I wasn't too shocked that St. Louis won. So, but now, I mean, I got to be honest with you. When you're looking at the West, I don't know. I think Edmonton beats Anaheim. I think their speed is just so good. I mean, that I think Edmonton's going to have a hard time keeping up with them. Edmonton seems to be a bigger team and a heavier team. I'm going to go with St. Louis. I think they beat Nashville, and they go on, and maybe we see Edmonton-St. Louis in the finals. Well, not maybe. Those are my predictions. I don't know what I'm saying. That was maybe. No, that's what I just said. I could rewind the tape. Not that there's a tape, because I use Audacity, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways, sorry, I misspoke there, but I think Edmonton and St. Louis will go to the finals, and I don't know, man. Maybe it's the year that St. Louis finally gets there. Maybe. I don't know. All right, well, there you go. And still, I got to be honest with you, you know, out East, I still think that the Penguins and Rangers make it to the finals. I think the Penguins move on. What they have done, despite the fact of having 1,000 different injuries, is really impressive. And, well, I hate the Capitals, so again. So if the Penguins beat the Capitals, then I'm happy since I hate the Capitals so very much. So, anyways, so there you go. There is my amended Stanley Cup predictions. So let's get on into, as you can hear the music in the background, there you go. Oh, let's get into Orlando's fave. All right, my fave for this episode, this amended episode of the PVD cast, is going to be music-oriented. I've heard the song a lot on CD1025, and I really like it. I really dig it. It's very catchy, yet it's got a real cool, mellow vibe to it. The song that I'm talking about is Dark Days by Local Natives, and I really think that you should check it out, as that's what we do here with Orlando's Fave, is I want you to check something out. I want you to note that I've said that this is cool, that you should definitely check it out. So anyways, there you go. I think that definitely go over to YouTube or wherever, Spotify or wherever you get your particular music from, and check out Dark Days by Local Natives. And hey, maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't, and that's A-okay because we all have our different tastes. But speaking of different tastes, that also means that we have different opinions. And if you don't like some of the opinions expressed on this podcast, you can let me know. And how can you do that? Well, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You could tweet me @pvdmvp. You can head on over to Facebook, facebook.com/pvdcast, and you can leave me a message there. Three different ways. Let me know what you think about this show. And hey, let's be honest, this is an amended episode. I've never done one of these before. So let me know if you like that idea. If you say, hey, John, this is stupid, it was a waste of time, I will take that into consideration. But if you say, hey, loved it, John, thanks for getting on here and clarifying your Stanley Cup picks, I would appreciate that too. But hey, speaking of this podcast, there's five different ways you can get it. Obviously, you can go to the online home of yours truly, pvdcast.com, and get this podcast. So it's available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and of course SoundCloud. No matter the way in which you hear the PVDcast, please rate, subscribe, tell a friend, do whatever you can do, man, to spread the word, if you will. I'm off to a really pretty good 2017, like to keep it that way. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to spend much more time here. I'm going to jump off here. I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.